Thank you, Mark, and Happy New Year to you and to all your listeners. We've been having a bit of a clear-out in the Newcombe household. It all started with the rather unwelcome discovery that there was mould behind some of our bookshelves. So the beginning of the new year has been spent battling mould. Any top tips for avoiding mildew, do get in touch. Actually, the clear-out was rather useful. Do we really need this book? Will we ever actually listen to Grandad's vinyl record collection? If we haven't played that game in 4 years, do we really need it? And why don't we get rid of some of these DVDs? So we've been having a bit of a clear out. And the start of a new year is a good time for it. Out with the old and in with the new. Some to charity shops, others on our church free cycle page, and some straight into the bin. I wonder if there's any unwanted baggage you want to get rid of this year. I'm not talking about bric-a-brac that you might find in a dusty cupboard in your house, or old shoes under the stairs, rather those things lurking inside all of us in our inner person. Perhaps that temper that flares up under pressure, or that vicious tongue. Maybe over Christmas you spotted that you all too easily think critically of others and you want to address that. Or maybe you've spotted that you've got a bit of a glass half-empty personality and you'd love to be more positive. I wonder, is there something you want to address, something to get rid of? Out with the old, in with the new for 2023. Many will tell you that change is found in New Year's resolutions or in searching for the hero inside yourself. The self-help gurus tell us we just need to believe in ourselves and we can change. The Bible has a very different message. At church on Sunday, we read this verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. In a relationship with Jesus Christ, we have access to God's powerful Holy Spirit, God himself living inside each person who trusts in him. And he's committed to changing us from the inside out to make us more like Jesus. Well, that is real change. So, this new year, don't look inwards, but look upwards for the help that you need to change. Do get in touch if we can help, or if you'd like more information about two new courses that we're running from next Monday to help with our money, the CAP money course, and to help with our faith, the Life Explored course. Thank you so much for listening, and have a happy new year.